Welcome into a new episode of the Bengals Beat Podcast. I am here with Troy Walters, the Bengals wide receivers coach. You've definitely seen him running routes against those stars you got out there. So I feel like of all of the coaches on Zach Taylor's staff, people probably know you the most. But I'm super excited to have you on because you're always awesome to interview and your room is never not boring.
Got a great room. Glad to be on the show. And yeah, I got a good, awesome room. Great group of guys work their tails off. So it's fun to be around them.
How, I mean, this year it's different for you because since you got here, it was a lot of, you knew what you were getting at this point in training camp with TB, T. Higgins, Jamar Chase. Like they, you didn't have to go through the steps of obviously when Jamar was a rookie, but like they kind of knew what to expect. And I feel like that probably as a coach made things a little bit easier for you. Whereas I just talked to Coach James Casey and he was talking about, he spends a lot of time with the rookies, but this year for you, it's an interesting training camp because your room has a lot of new pieces in terms of not necessarily new to the team, but taking on bigger roles. And I'm talking about guys like Andre and Charlie Jones. So let's just talk about your group as a whole. Joe Burrow said he feels like this is the deepest and most talented offense he's had in terms of weapons. And a lot of that comes from some of the guys in your room. How do you feel about your room as a whole this year?
Very excited. Like you said, in the past, it was, you knew who the top three guys were. You know, things were a little more settled than they are now. But I love the competition. The guys show up every day. They compete. They each have goals. They each understand and know what they want to accomplish this year. So we have great competition, healthy competition. And those guys have done a great job. I mean, Andre's done a great job ever since spring. Came back in shape, understood what he needed to work on from last year. And it seems like every day he gets better and better and better. Charlie Jones has taken the next step in terms of physically. You know, he's stronger. He's put on a little more muscle, a little more weight. So now he can hold up a little better. So he's made plays. You know, Trent Irwin, you know what you're going to get from him. And even like Shedrick Jackson, Kendrick Pryor, Kwame Lasseter, those guys even have come in and they know the offense year two, year three for some of them. And so it's been great competition, great enthusiasm out on the field. And I look forward to the preseason and really getting those guys out there and seeing what they can do.
I'm not going to ask you about Jamar in terms of like what he can be in this offense. Like everybody knows what Jamar Chase is. What is the next step for T. Higgins?
Number one, you know, T's awesome. And the fact that, you know, he could have sat out and could have, you know, made this whole contract, the franchise tag could have made it worse than, you know, it is or whatever. You know, he's a pro and he understood that he needed to be in camp. He didn't want to miss any reps with Joe and in this offense. And so for him to be here, you know, it's a testament to his, you know, his character and how bad he wants it. But number one, he needs to stay healthy. You know, I don't think he's had a complete season where he's played 17 games. So taking care of his body, making sure he's doing all that he can to make sure he's on the field is number one. And if he plays 17 games, then, you know, he's going to be – he's one of the top – in my opinion, one of the top seven receivers in the league. And I think his numbers will show that. And then just keep evolving. As a route runner, we like to move him around like we're going to do Chase. We don't just want to put him on the outside where teams can scheme for him. So the ability to move him around, ability for him to learn different positions. He knows the Z position. That's what he plays. He knows that inside and out. But now, you know, if he can learn another position so we can move him around when we move Chase around, that'll even add more to his game. And so he's come in with a great attitude and he's had a great camp, and I look forward to seeing what he's going to do.
There's three guys that I really wanted to ask you about, and I should have mentioned him when I was talking about Andre and Charlie, Jermaine Burton. Mm-hmm. So will you give us a little bit more insight into what it's been like coaching Andre from last year to now? And You know how every training camp, it seems like there might be someone that the media, because I know you guys don't do this, like hypes up to a point where they're training camp superstar and they don't end up making the team, or it doesn't result into anything during the season. But it seems like that is not the case with Andre, because last year he made a lot of flashy plays. I remember I said his name a lot last year. And then this year, when you're talking about him being as good as he's been, when Zach Taylor's talking about it, when Joe Burrow gets up here and the first player he's named when people say who stood out to you, it's Andre. When I talked to offensive coordinator Dan Pitcher, and he couldn't stop glowing about him. So clearly it's not just a flash and it's going to go away. Like, you guys are seeing sustained growth from him. What is it about his growth that has him in a position to potentially be this team's number three receiver?
He's been more consistent this year. I think last year as a rookie coming in, Princeton, the level of competition, he did a great job, but he wasn't as consistent as you would like, from day to day, making the tough catches, knowing what to do, running the correct routes. This year he came in, feels like he's stronger. He's worked on his hands. He catches the ball with strong hands. He's running routes fast. We're moving him around, so he's learning. He knew X last year. Now he's learning the F, the slot position, because in the end, you want to put your three best receivers on the field, and he's shown that he's one of the top three guys, and just been consistent day after day. He's come in running good routes for a guy his size and his speed to be able to sink his hips, drop his weight, getting out of his cuts. He's running routes like he's a 5'10", 5'11" guy, which is impressive. And then he's shown to catch the ball very well, strong hands, made the contested catches. He's a big guy, so have that big target over the middle, similar to what TB added last year, has been awesome. And whenever his number's been called, he's made plays. And I think that's what gives Joe the confidence. Like, hey man, I just need to throw it up to him, and he'll find a way to make a play, similar to T and Jamar. So, pleased with his progress. I've always stay on him about not reading your press clippings and what the media says, because I know they're blowing him up
Gas people
and
up.
gassing him up and all that. And I told him to, hey, day by day, and stay humble and keep working, and let's get him to another level. So he's been exciting to work with.
I could spend probably this whole podcast episode on Andre, but I know you got to get out to practice soon, so I want to hit the other two guys. Charlie Jones, talk to me about what is the realistic expectation for Charlie Jones in this offense? Because it feels like last year we weren't really able to get a good glimpse of like the type of and style of receiver that he's going to be because of his injuries, and then him playing such a big role in special teams. What do you envision for Charlie Jones in this offense?
Yeah, I think he's a guy that can play both inside and outside. He was primarily an outside receiver at Purdue when he had his great great season. And so last year we moved him more in the slot. That was the need, more inside, which he's still learning, still adapting to being inside and all the bodies you got to deal with, and different coverages that can change pre-snap, post-snap. And so we're working him both inside and outside, because I think when the ball is thrown, he's going to make the play, he's going to make the catch. He has speed, acceleration, burst. So just trying to see. I want him to be a guy that can play inside and outside, a valuable, I'm not even gonna say backup, but a guy that can play multiple positions. So if anything happens, we're able to move guys around. And obviously he's gonna be a punt returner. He's explosive as a punt returner. And so the preseason is gonna be big for him, just to see all the different things he can do. And then once we get into the season, really be able to scheme and put him in positions to make plays.
Jermaine Burton. Draft weekend, the video went viral of Zach celebrating, because Zach, sometimes doesn't always show a ton of emotion, and like he was pounding on the table. He was so visibly excited because from, talking to you guys, like the talent is just off the charts with him. I know, you've only worked with him for a couple of months, but when you studied his tape and through the first couple of months of coaching him, What do you like most about Jermaine Burton?
His athletic ability. He can run, he can jump, great hands, strong hands. So he has all the athletic tools to be a starter in this league. And so with any rookies, it's the mental aspect. It's learning the playbook, learning the splits, learning the details that goes into this offense and goes into with a quarterback like Joe Burrow. You got to be precise.
Yeah.
And I think in college you can get away with some things, whereas in the league and this offense you can't. And so he's learning the details of the offense, but he comes to work every day with a smile. Great personality. So I look forward to him just continue to grow. I think this preseason he'll be able to show what he can do. We'll keep it simple for the most part in the preseason. Let's just let guys go out there and play and make plays. And I think he'll do that this preseason and just continue to grow. And I think the future's bright for him.
It's gonna be exciting preseason. I can't remember. I feel like the last couple of years, preseason hasn't. I haven't been looking at the receiver room and really looking at it. Like these three games, we're really gonna find out who's gonna be the third, fourth, fifth receiver because your room was just, so well put together and everybody knew kind of what you were getting out of it. So it should be fun.
It's gonna be fun. A lot of competition. Guys are gonna be able to go out there and showcase what they can do and make a case for being a part of this team and defining roles. That's another thing that the preseason allows you to do. So I look forward to going out there and watching those guys ball out.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. I'll let you get out to the
Yeah.
practice field.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks.
Yep.